Hi, everybody. Welcome to beautiful Cypress Gardens. In a few moments, Super Show 77 will begin. But while you're getting settled in your seats, we'd like to take you back to where it all began and fill in a little on the evolution of the gardens and of water skiing. Along the way, you'll probably recognize some music from a particular era. Dick Pope Sr. was the founder of Cypress Gardens in 1932 when he transformed the old Winter Haven Yacht Club into the world's most beautiful botanical gardens. He was also responsible for innovations like jumping boats and water ski jumping, and most importantly of all, the world's longest running entertainment production, the Cypress Gardens Water Ski Review. The years after that were busy years for the Popes and the gardens. The ski show had its beginning during the war years, the mid-40s. But actually, it was not the brainchild of Mr. Dick Pope Sr., as he explains.
During the war, and it was impossible for people to come to Cypress Gardens, and our only customers were soldiers. So Mrs. Pope thought of a ski show, and they did a show every day for the soldiers.
Of course, the music of the day reflected the war effort.
He's the bogey-woogie bugle boy of Cavalific.
In 1948, son Dick Pope Jr. was a leading innovator in the sport of water skiing. He was the very first to step away from his skis and ski barefoot behind a boat at 35 miles an hour. In the early and mid-50s, with a nation on wheels and relative prosperity, Cypress Gardens began to realize its potential as a mecca for visitors to the Sunshine State. Worldwide attention was attracted by Esther Williams in her movies Easy to Love and On an Island with You, and the startling This is Cinerama had its opening scene shot at the gardens. And of course, things were changing in the field of entertainment because the big bands were gone, and the fastest rising star on the entertainment horizon had wiggled his way into fame with such enchanting lyrics as,
"You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time."
The 50s gave way to the 60s, and the youth movement was even more evident. The water skiers were not content to go faster and faster on the water, but were able to fly, to leave the ground with the advent of the flat-wing kite. Kite flying and flying in general was described by Mr. Dick Pope Sr. and the feeling,
"When you leave the little ripples of the water, the waves, all of a sudden you're flying. There's nothing any grander. You're just a man that's finally overcome."
Johnny Roberts amazed people with his heroics aloft in 1961, and today is still featured in our show. Don Thompson developed the backward barefoot ride that you'll see today, and is also a featured performer. And in other fields of entertainment, Chubby Checker started a dance craze that sent the kids into a frenzy and their parents to the chiropractors. The 70s calmed down somewhat from the 60s, and television discovered Cypress Gardens. The Mike Douglas Show taping was done here for many programs. The internationally known Day of Discovery calls Cypress Gardens home. TV commercials by the dozens have used the flowers and the beauty of the gardens as a backdrop. The country in the 70s went through an agonizing political self-appraisal and seemed to be born again with its bicentennial as it reached back into its heritage for music to inspire it.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good.
Yes, the years have changed Cypress Gardens for the best and also the country. So here it is, the best of the best. The experience of over 45,000 performances rolled into one. That's why we're proud to present Super Show 77.